Recent case decision, Francesca Tosti et al. Versus Cado Blue, LLC, 2025. May property be granted by an owner living with the presence of toxic mold and prescription painkillers, which affect mental competency?
A grantor exposed to toxic mold at their primary residence and taking prescription painkillers transfers property to an acquaintance as a gift. On the death of the grantor, an heir to the grantor's estate, who was aware of the transfer within 4 years of the conveyance, later contests the validity of the conveyance. The heir claims the conveyance must be set aside as void and of no effect, since property can only be transferred by someone mentally competent, and toxic mold and prescription painkillers negatively affect the ability to reason and consent to the transfer. The grantee claims the transfer is valid, since the grantor's mental competency was not questioned during the 4 years before the running of the statute of limitations for challenging the conveyance. A California court holds the transfer of property is valid since more than 4 years have passed since the transfer, and the heir was aware of the transfer before the running of the statute of limitations, and did not previously file an action to question the grantor's mental capacity to convey.
For citations and RPI forms relevant to this article, please visit Recent Case Decisions at journal.firsttuesday.us.